This is Kim Dumain, Dr. People's free message, Choosing the Reality You Want, November 3rd, 2025. God bless you, Dr. People's here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truth and awareness. Dear friends, many of you are in quite an alarming state as you look at the world around you. We would heartily suggest to each of you that you turn your energies, your attitudes, your perceptions to more of a neutral one so that you are not taking in the energies of fear around you. Too often you are being told by the outer world, by other people, the situations around you, of what your reality consists of. We are here to remind you of something you may have heard before, but indeed we want to say it until it truly sinks into the deeper levels of your consciousness. We want you to realize that you are always the one creating your own reality. If you give your power away to others and you allow them to choose your reality for you, you will always be subject to their desires, their needs, their deceptions at times, their manipulations and control. Decide for yourselves how you wish to align your energies, your beliefs, your feelings, your emotions, so that you will truly be in control of your own power. Never ever allowing anything in the outer world to affect you adversely. Now, of course, if there are energies around you that are loving, that are supportive, well, goodness gracious, allow that, of course. For indeed, you are attracting to you the positive side of the outer world. And that reflects, of course, your inner belief that there is love, that there is always going to be those who are working in a higher vibration that want to share with you. But of course, you are seeing the polarity on the earth plane right now, where there are too many who are indeed striving indeed to control other people, to get their own needs met without worrying about their brothers and sisters. So you must indeed consciously strive to find out for yourself the reality that you are experiencing. Look to the world around you that you have created, that you are allowing. Is it what you desire? It is indeed what you expect. It is indeed what you ultimately will create for yourself in this life, fulfilling you, giving you that sense of joy, of fulfillment. If it is not, oftentimes you are allowing others to tell you what to do, to tell you how you should think, what you should accept or not. Be brave enough, dear ones, to let go of all the gobbledygook of the societies around you, of others who will dare to tell you, to gain control over you, that you should do this, you should do that. You are the masters of your own destiny. You are the ones who will ultimately be held responsible for what you are creating, not by indeed another, not by God, by a source energy, but by yourself. So remind yourself daily of how you wish to live, of how you wish to align with energies without all totally around you, and not only in your immediate family, in your work, your cities, your states, but also in the entire universe. What do you truly believe about yourself? Too many times we are seeing you brave and wonderful beings indeed, not taking the time to look deep within your soul and to ask yourself, what did I want in this incarnation? What do I truly believe about myself? My own innate ability to create what I want, to create what would bring me happiness, what would give me that sense of fulfillment in this lifetime that I have so carefully designed. So we are here not to tell you what to do like so many others are doing, but to simply remind you of the power you have as indeed higher beings of God, as beings of light, so that you are not only able to create reality the way you need, the way do you desire, but so that you will also be able to impact others around you. For you are seeing the influence, that the world is having, your world leaders, the energies of those even close to you? Are you giving them a little too much power over your feeling states, your beliefs? Are you allowing their energies, their messages, even their telepathic communication, which of course is live and well, if whether you're aware of it or not, to affect you profoundly? If you are, then we would recommend firmly clearing your consciousness of all things that would impact your being, your feeling state, your daily life, how you are sensing the energies within and around you. We want you to understand yourselves more completely, of what makes you tick, of what you truly believe about your reality, about yourself. We want it to be your reality. You are the ones in the driver's seat. Are you allowing yourself to drive down that road, that path of this life, under your own control? Are you turning over the wheel indeed and crawling into the back seat? We hope that you are indeed feeling the power that is being offered to you by your soul. And if you are not, dear friends, can you stop more often throughout your earthly life? Can you ask your soul to come closer? Can you indeed imagine the beautiful merging of energies between the earth self that you are experiencing as a human being and the powerful master being that you are as a spirit? No, of course, there is a meeting there that can transpire. Well, you will feel this beautiful connection. You will feel the support. You will feel the love. You will feel the power. You will have the insights and the thoughts that will lead you more completely to creating the life of your dreams, of being able to assist not only yourself, but also others. For everything that you do, of course, is impacting others. Now, if you ever find yourselves telling others what they should do, how to create their own reality, we gently want you to stop and question that. Now, it is one thing, of course, to encourage others to indeed find their true purpose, the beauty in their life, to look for the deeper understanding and awareness that is available to them. But more and more, we want all of you operating under your own steam, realizing that you are unique. Yes, you are different from others. Accept that first within yourself, that I see things indeed from my own perspective, from my own soul, from the ray of God that is me. But others are, of course, the same. Can you let go of the judgments of others? Instead, can you just indeed accept and embrace the wonderful opportunity that you have indeed provided for yourself by living on the earth plane at this time, to learn to grow from so many different types of being that are currently inhabiting the planet Earth. Instead of judging, instead of finding ways to cut others down, to make them, because they're different, wrong or bad. You are hearing that message way too much in the world. And we would ask all of you to focus to align more with the vibration of love. And that way, you are lifting yourself up. You are finding that power that is within you to create a different world first for yourself as a peaceful, sovereign being dedicated to a life of joy, of serving others while serving yourself. And as you do that, of course, you are acting as a loving and perfect example for others indeed. Realize how much indeed you are all impacting each other, sometimes and not in the most positive way, especially if you are indeed allowing others to overpower you, allowing them to control you, to tell you how your life should indeed proceed, how things should look, what you should believe. If you are finding yourself in that position, will you instead remind yourself that this is your life to live? These are the growth lessons that you have created for yourself. Find your power, your strength, your independence, and you will grow more rapidly than you would have ever imagined beyond your wildest dreams. Dear friends, we are here, of course, in your life, not just myself, Dr. Peebles, but your own guides and teachers to help you indeed. Will you give us the pleasure, the honor, the privilege of helping you more in your daily life, not just in these messages, which is our honor, of course, but more directly with you? There are many, many channels who are developing now on the earth plane, remembering your powers, your skills, abilities. Do call us to you more and more. You each have such a beautiful team of helpers who are indeed dedicated to you. Ask for them to be more present in your life, to help you see indeed what at times the world is not showing you, and you will grow stronger. You will indeed see the beauty in the world that is sometimes hidden from your earthly eyes, but it is still there. Despite, again, how the world seems to be playing out, there is love starting to grow. Not because the governments or the leaders are doing this or that, because that you, the people, are finding it within yourself, and you will share that love. You will help your brothers and sisters more and more. You will recognize the God within each of you, regardless of how you look, regardless of how you think or believe. More and more, you are recognizing indeed that God exists in each and every one of you, that God exists in the animal kingdom, in the world of nature, and all are starting to rise up into a greater realization of the power, of the joy, of the beauty of the world indeed. We do love you. God bless you indeed.